Hi, I'm Bernie Howard.
And I'm Lauren Freiman.
And we're going to talk about some Chicago hot dogs.
Well, Bernie, we survived Christmas and the holidays, and we managed to get out for a hot dog today. And we went to a place called Brandy's, highly recommended by some friends that we know through karaoke.
Yeah, Brandy's was an interesting place. It wasn't really a hot dog stand. It was your basic four-location Greek restaurant that served Vienna hot dogs.
Yeah, and I thought walking in, it had a really nice outdoor patio for good weather and ample parking. The place was very clean. And no matter what you had a taste for, they seemed to have it on the menu, from hot dogs, burgers, chicken gyros, ribs, chicken on the bone.
They had a lot of stuff there, yeah.
It reminded me a lot of a Dengio-type menu. I don't know if anybody out there ever goes to Dengio's, but it was more of a gyros place to me than a hot dog stand. But they certainly did have hot dogs.
They did, and they had a Vienna logo and an electric sign and the whole nine yards. The Brandy's we went to today was at 6262 North Harlem Avenue, and they have four locations, one in Des Plaines, Hanover Park. We went to the North Harlem Avenue one. They have one on Milwaukee Avenue and then in Schaumburg. And they haven't changed their website since 2019, which means they haven't raised their prices, I guess.
I wouldn't know. We actually took menus that looked pretty new. So I don't know if the website's old, but the menus definitely looked updated. And I thought their pricing was very 2023.
On the bottom of their website, it says updated 2019. That's okay. Where I got that info. All right, so let's talk about the star of the show, the Vienna hot dog. You want to talk about it, Lori, should I?
Oh, you can go ahead this time.
All right. It was a Vienna hot dog, of course. It was a number 10 with a casing. That's, you know, the crunchy, snappy hot dog. Absolutely. It was boiled. They didn't offer us to grill it or anything else, but it was a boiled hot dog. And they had the basic fixings available, which is mustard and onions and tomato and pickled sport peppers. And, of course, celery salt is always the topping on the cake. Interesting, though, I thought. I like chopped onions on my hot dog, and these chopped onions were very finely chopped compared to every other hot dog stand we've been to, which meant they showed a lot of love when they chopped these onions.
Okay.
It wasn't just, you know, let's take the onion and dice it up. And they were really small, fine-looking pieces of chopped onions, and I thought that was interesting for a change.
And I did notice, I don't know, remember if you just said it was on a Rosen bun with seeds, your fave.
It was seeds. The bun was not steamed, but it was a seeded bun. It was good. Okay, and then there's the problem that Lori and I always debate about, the French fries. I can't give anyone a 10 rating on a hot dog stand unless the French fries are hand cut. Frozen French fries just don't cut it for me. And their French fries here were good. Okay, I'm not saying they weren't good. And the oil was fresh, I could tell that, but they were frozen French fries.
For me, they tasted A-okay, and I don't have a preference on fries. I'm more of the vibe and the general taste of everything.
Fries are important to me. All right, they served the thing in a basket.
Not a throwaway. We ate in, and it was actually something that you had to save.
You had to return with deli paper, so it was fresh.
Served nicely.
Right. All right, and so let's talk about the star of the show, the hot dog. Their hot dog, their Vienna hot dog, was $3.95 without fries. Wait, hold on, one second.
Yeah, but they had a if you wanted to bundle it up, they had a whole menu of sandwiches and dinners that would include French fries and a drink. I noticed they had number one on that bundle was two hot dogs with fries and a drink for $12.99. But if you scan the menu low down, they had a one hot dog for $9.99 package.
So they wanted to sell you for, it was $12.75 actually, the two dog deal.
So they think that's a good value and that's what they want to sell. And maybe that's mostly what people come in to grab.
Well, you know, most of the places, $9.99 is the special with a medium drink, and that's a pretty good deal with French fries. The French fries alone are $3.95, I think, were the price. Yeah, no, the $3.29 actually was the cost of the French fries. But if you add that all together, for another $2.75, you can have a second hot dog. And if you're hungry, that's a really good deal. It was also interesting that they served chili dogs, cheese dogs, jumbo quarter pound dogs are only $5.99. And of course, they took cash or plastic. There were some other interesting things I learned at looking at their printed menu. They have a kids menu. For $7.25, you can get a hot dog, a grilled cheese, a hamburger, cheeseburger, or nuggets for your child if you're bringing them with you. And
they also had an entire pasta area, too. I mean, this is really way more than a hot dog stand. It's a go up and order your food, and you can either... Oh, we didn't talk about inside. They had bar height tables in the middle with stools, very clean. They also had low booths ringing around the edge of the windows.
Two TV sets if you want to watch the news.
And it was, I noticed absolutely how clean it was. And the outdoor area in the summertime was really nice.
You know, one of the other interesting things I found on their menu was they have something called the Hungry Man Meal for hot dogs. For a mere $17.49, your dog day afternoon special was two jumbo char dogs, large fries, and a large drink. And if you're really hungry and if you want to watch a football game and eat all afternoon, $17.49, you got yourself two big dogs.
Or you're splitting it with another person like me, then all you need to do is get a water or a drink.
And it's kind of romantic, yeah. Okay.
Bingo, you've got a more inexpensive hot dog meal for two.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. And of course, as Laurie started to say, they serve gyros. Burgers, a lot of Greek specialties, things, chickens and the spigots and stuff like that. Salads, they have a Mexican menu, pastas, ribs, seafood, and submarine sandwiches.
I actually think this place, you know, in the summer, Bernie and I get on the bike a lot, and this would be an okay place to go to because it's not hard to get to. It's not all that far from where we're coming from. It has a really great outdoor area for eating.
All right, so the final thing is the score, Laurie. What would you give the score of this place?
Well, for me, you know, the food, the hot dog, it was okay. I'm going to give it like an 8, only because I really liked the cleanliness and the food tasted just fine. And I don't really care. French fries to me are fries.
Sorry, they're not to me. The French fries are part of the religion. I would give the place, I'll say, a 9. Okay, I can't give a place a 10 unless their French fries are to die for. And we've talked a little bit earlier. Over the past 12 broadcasts, we visited the best places we've been to so far as I'm concerned, was Poochie's. It was Ran Red Hots. And was it Babo's on Harlem Avenue? Mm-hmm. That place, all handmade French fries and Vienna hot dogs. And the Vienna hot dogs are, as far as I'm concerned, being a Chicago guy, they are the absolute best. But the French fries, that makes the hot dog presentation, as
but
far as I'm
concerned. But stay tuned, because we also are going to visit some places that don't necessarily sell Vienna. So, and we already have done that as well.
Yeah, but we're...
With Superdog.
Vienna seems to have the lion's share of marketing in the Chicagoland area. And it's a Chicago-type dog, and it's the flavor that people associate with Chicago. So that's looking up pretty good. So that about puts it for this volume. I think this is volume 13.
And this is the last one of the 2023, so we will sign off and see everybody next year.
This has been Chicago Hot Dogs.